wants to maximize educational outcomes and harness our human resources.
So you'll now legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes, and what about industrial purposes?
That would be fine, as long as we can safeguard against a big boon, big boost in the recreational use.
The other big issue they split on was abortion. The libertarians are totally pro-choice. The Taxpayers Party is totally pro-life, and the Natural Law Party falls where?
In between, in the sense that, yes, we want to see a reduction in the number of abortions in America, but I think if we outlaw abortions, we'll just have illegal abortions. I think here, again, the best solution is prevention of unwanted pregnancies through education, not legislation. And I don't just mean sex education. I mean educational programs that spark the interest of our students and keep them in school. 70% of our students drop out. In Cleveland, for example, and other urban areas, it's the dropouts who are at highest risk of crime, drug dependency, and teen pregnancy. So the Natural Law Party would take more of a preventive approach, and we would keep, ultimately, that moral decision in the hands of those whose lives are affected most, and that's the mother, maybe the doctor or family, but not Bill Clinton, not Bob Dole.
John Hagelin, one thing the libertarians and the taxpayers agreed on was the practical use of a 1-800 number, and I bet the Natural Law Party also believes in that.
Sure enough, yeah. We have an easy 800 number. Please do get informed and get involved. It's 800-332-0000, 800-332-0000, or contact our website, www.natural-law.org.
Dr. Hagelin, I'll just let you know that I've been smoking dope for decades, and so far, I don't think I've experienced any loss of...
orderly brain function?
What do you call it? Memory, yeah, memory.
Well, I didn't know you before.
Oh, my God. Thanks a lot for being on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, Dr.
My
Hagelin.
Pleasure.
And I was just kidding. I don't use any illegal drugs.
Okay. Good night, then.
Good night.
Dr. Hagelin, Natural Law Party. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Stay tuned. We got more coming up. Lots of fun in store. Dookie from Dookie's Cocktails is in the house. Stay tuned. From the new CD entitled Being There, released today. Wilco, Being There.
Man, was that a great song?
The song was
what?
Called Out of Sight, Out of Mind. And would you like to have a new copy of the Wilco disc? It's two discs long, and that's a double disc.
Wow.
If you'd like to have the Wilco disc, we need a pledge. Any pledge, the very next pledge we get at 749-1444
or 961. It's got to be at least $21 or more.
Okay, $21 or more gets you the new Wilco double CD, courtesy of Wizard Records. That's Wizards on Short Vine next to Bogart's, soon to be across the street from Bogart's, a week or two away, maybe a week away. Give us a call, 749-1444 or 961-8900. Also, Wizards Records in Coryville has also generously donated a 20% off coupon to all,
ooh,
that's every single person, all donations above $50 or more. $50 or more, you get a complimentary 20% off coupon at Wizards. That's good, no matter how much you buy.
We're done with this presidential stuff, aren't we?
No, we got more.
Because you are
up.
Way squirrely on this stuff, man.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're running around here like a madman.
I'm just trying to fix the technical glitches.
Okay.
Somebody's got to do
it. I'm glad this stuff only comes up once every 4 years.
749-1444 if you want the Wilco CD. And here's another song from that new CD by Wilco.
We got stiffed by the Pinkos.
This is a country song called Forget the
Flowers. Socialists.
Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show, 88.3 FM, WAIF.
Patience, try pink carnations, red roses and yellow daffodils. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know you will. Displays of affection and all good intentions, why don't you just send me the bill? Don't forget the flowers someday, I know you will. Lately you've been taking me way too seriously. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can't ever explain why I don't feel your pain. I'm not over you. Don't forget the flowers someday, I hope I do. Try my patience, try pink carnations, red roses and yellow daffodils. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know I will. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know I will.
Congratulations to Brian. Congratulations to Brian. What's that?
Hello.
Rob's got the goo-goo over there. Robbie's got the goo-goo. This is a Chris and Rob late night talk show. That's right. We just gave away the CD Wilco Being There, the new CD by Wilco. This will probably be record of the year. It's got a little rock, a little country flavor. It's got a little bit of everything.
The Natural Law Party 1-800 number is 1-800-332-4... Then a whole buttload of zeros. 1-800-332-0000. There you go. Somebody was curious, and we couldn't find it, but now we found it.
Okay, so like we said, courtesy Wizard Records, Brian just obtained his copy of the new CD by Wilco.
That's a great record, I heard.
It sure is. The phone number is 749-1444. Pledges only, 961-8900. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris, and he's Rob.
So we've gained $21 in the first 70 minutes of the show.
This is the pledge time here at WAIF. We raised a little bit of money last week, but we still need some money this week. You know, it takes money to bring you this high-quality program with all of its technical glitches to you in your plush living room or your automobile, so you will want to pledge some money so that we can fix some of these technical glitches. It's getting better all the time. $15 is the basic membership, although we'll accept $1.
We will?
Yeah, $1. $1 will make me happy.
Probably just buy gum with it, though.
Hey, every last penny helps. Every last penny helps. We'll take we'll take $1. $15 is a basic membership.
We got Pat Paulson.
Hey, Pat Paulson, hello.
You got to pick up the phone? What do you got to do? Oh, I thought I heard him. Hi, Pat Paulson.
Who's this?
This is Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Oh, it is not.
It is, too. This isn't Pat Paulson.
Is this the laugh-in candidate Pat Paulson for president?
Are we on the air?
You bet.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry I missed you on the first. I had a bimbo eruption.
A bimbo? Describe to us what a presidential candidate bimbo eruption is.
Well, I have to tell you what it is. I ain't going to describe it.
So
you know what it is.
It happens to Clinton all the time.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I really am sorry. I missed the major debate. You had Harry Brown?
Yeah, Harry Brown specifically said he wanted to talk to you.
He did?
Yeah, we're going to try to call him, but he has another talk show to do.
Yeah,
oh, sure. I don't know, Larry King or something.
He said, I'll debate anybody. You get me Pat Paulson, I'll debate Pat Paulson.
Oh, sure he will. Well, I'll tell you what, let me ask you, what did he say anything about same-sex marriages?
No, but Howard Phillips from the U.S. Taxpayers sure did, and he is pumped up.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, it'll cut down on overcrowding in the schools.
You know, somebody has to come along eventually with an honest, an honest viewpoint on things.
That's right. I've been running for, actually, I've only ran 4 times. People think I run, you know, every year.
And have you ever received enough votes to get matching federal funds, whatever that is?
Well, I can't tell you that because it's a secret. But actually, 1968, I got a lot of write-in votes, and we estimated I got a couple hundred thousand. But I never got enough for matching funds, no.
If you did get matching funds, what would you do with it all?
Well, you know, you get a amaretto and coffee at O'Hare Airport, stuff like that.
More bimbo eruptions.
How
come
food and
drinks at airports are so expensive?
Yeah, I'm disgusted with the American people.
Why is that?
Well, I've been running since 1968, and I haven't been elected once.
You think one time?
Not fair. I mean, they've been... I've been running longer than all these people, and I still don't get elected. It's unfair. You know what it is?
What?
It's racial prejudice. I'm a Norwegian. Yeah, they don't like it. American people have got something against Norwegians, and that's it. I'm leaving. I'm going to join the Air Force.
Why are you going to join the Air Force,
well,
Pat Paulson?
Well, because I've had it with this hanging around this country. They sent me over to Libya or somewhere.
How do you feel about U.S. foreign policy?
I don't get into that.
But you want to go to Libya? Farrakhan
went
to Libya, see what it got him?
I don't want to do any foreign affairs. I had a problem in Naples once.
What was that all about?
I don't want to
another
go into
bimbo
that.
Eruption?
I don't want to have to explain these jokes, guys. You ought to stay with me. I know it's late.
Sorry about that.
I hope to lower the unemployment rate by finding myself a job. I tell you what, I'll be honest with you. I'd smoke pot in the 60s.
Did you inhale?
No, I never exhaled. No, I still got a buzz on.
If you were voted for the president, who would be your vice president? Who would be your running mate? Do you have one?
Well, I don't, I never got that far.
Goldie Hawn, maybe?
Oh, no. There'd be a legitimate running mate. I got on I got on 4 ballots in 1972. That's all I could get on because they have them on Tuesday. You know, that's my bowling night. I couldn't get on anymore. But I seriously got on I had 800 votes in New Hampshire and 1,500 in Louisiana, and I went to Kansas, got over 5,000. I had twice as many votes as David Duke. You can check it out. That's true. Then I went to North Dakota, got more votes than Ross Perot. So, you know, that convinced me I should run more in 96, but then I can't get on the ballots.
Why not?
Well, because it's prejudice, racial prejudice.
Against Norwegians. What about short little Texas dudes with big ears?
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something. I did get on the ballot in New Hampshire, the first primary. And you can check this out, too. I came in second to Clinton out of 21 Democrats.
I heard about that.
Yeah. I trounced Lynn LaRouche, and he got on the ballot in California.
So you're
a felon, for gosh sakes.
So you're a Democrat? Yeah, you're not an independent?
Well, no, I was a Democrat this year. I am an independent. I just wanted to run against Clinton.
And how bad did he beat you?
Well, he beat me, but I beat all the other Democrats. I had I beat the heck out of them. So that tells me I could have got 500,000 votes in California, because Lyndon LaRouche was on the ballot in California. He got about 10%.
Now, what do you really think about Lyndon LaRouche's foreign policy?
I don't know where he stands. He's in jail, isn't he?
He's out now. He's out of jail, but he's got a couple of conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't believe in that.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
You know, I'm supported by the religious left.
What's that?
Well, instead of going to church, I make a left and go to a bar. Religious left, what's that? Gee, man, Christmas.
That
you know, I'll tell you, on taxes,
yeah,
I think we ought to just tip the government. They do a good job.
If they pick up the garbage.
15%, you know, if they do good, it's 15. If they don't do so good, you tip them 10.
If they suck, can you just leave a copper penny?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something, guys. When they were talking about the flat tax.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm for the round tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay.
Hey, now. Well, then Howard Phillips would be screwed.
Get 'em bum.
Yeah, Howard Phillips would be in a world of hurt from the Taxpayers Union.
Who?
He represents some wacko, oddball movement called the U.S. Taxpayers Movement. They wanted to have Pat Buchanan, if that tells you anything, but Pat wouldn't do it. So they dredged up some other Nixon screw.
I agree with them. I think they're right. Taxes, that's illegal. They tax us. I think they're right. So here you go.
Well, you're... Wow.
And
well,
as far as illegal immigrants, you know how we get rid of them?
I have no idea.
You lock them up in a room with Sally, Jesse, and Jerry Springer for 2 weeks. And I tell you, they'd be glad to leave the country. Wouldn't you? Who'd want to listen to that?
Well, you know the true story about Jerry Springer, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't know this? See, the rest of the nation doesn't know about him, but he used to be the mayor of Cincinnati, and that's where we're calling you from.
Oh, yeah, Jerry, yeah, I knew that.
Well, we got the inside scoop on Jerry. Everybody in Cincinnati knows about Jerry Springer, but when you leave the tri-state, people are like, you know, they're just thinking some talk show host on TV that does a bunch of smut.
Yeah,
they don't know that he was the mayor. A week after his wedding night, he got caught writing a bad check at a whorehouse. That's not a lie.
I wouldn't doubt it a bit. I saw some of his commercials when he was running for something. I don't know where.
They weren't a pretty picture. So what do you think of Bob Dole?
Well, you know, I don't do old jokes because I'm a victim of ageism myself. And Leonard and Leno and Letterman, they do old jokes about him. You know, they couldn't keep up with him. I've seen him work. So I don't want that to be the reason.
People. I didn't ask you for an old joke. I asked you what you thought of him.
Well, I'm just telling you. I think it's,
you think he's old. You're the one that said he's old.
I do old jokes about myself. I'm in such great shape, I can beat up on guys twice my age.
What about our president? What do you think about our president?
Slick Willie.
Not much. Clinton, no, I'm not a fan of are you national, by the way?
Yeah, we're syndicated, in about 87 markets, I think.
Oh, I better be careful, but I'll tell you this. If Clinton's reelected, he'll go down in history as one of the presidents of the United States. I predict that.
Well, he already will.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
That's pretty big. So what about...
He's practicing safe sex now, too.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, he makes sure Hillary's asleep before he sneaks out of the White House. Oh, my.
There's a rumor going around. Pat Paulson. We're talking to Pat Paulson, Laughlin candidate for President of the United States
not
of America.
Laughlin. I did Smothers Brothers.
Did you?
Yeah, not Laughlin.
I don't know why you keep saying Laughlin.
People think that because they were about the same time, and it's a long time ago.
Either way, that's who we're talking to.
Hey, you know how we could settle this whole thing?
How?
Just have Hillary and Elizabeth mud wrestle.
That would be great.
Whoever comes out on top.
That would be absolutely great. So do you see Tom and Dick much anymore?
Oh, you know, I thought you guys were too young to know us.
No, we even have that record.
I fell into a vat of chocolate.
Yeah, the Smothers.
Oh, that's the song I wrote.
The Smothers Brothers play the Purple Onion.
Did you know I wrote that song?
Because you wouldn't come if I said chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
That's a great song. You wrote that song?
Yeah, it's my song. Look on the album. I used to write songs for them. Wow. What did you say about them? What are they doing?
Yeah, do you still? I know they make wine. What else are they doing? Do you see them much?
Well, they just have a tasting room. I used to have a winery, too. up in Sonoma County. You know what my slogan was?
I wish I did.
We will sell no wine. And that's the way it worked out. Yeah. Actually, I made good wine. Do we still work together once in a while? It's a great, great fun when we do.
That'd be great.
They're my buddies. They're the best.
Well, you know, if you got any of those bottles of wine left over and you'd like to send them to the old Chris and Rob, you certainly can.
No, I'm keeping them for myself. Buy your own.
We've got a couple bottles of Graceland wine.
Got what?
Graceland has their own vinery now,
well,
winery.
I had a jug wine I called Pat Paulson's Refrigerator White. And it was good wine, actually. It was a fun wine. Anyway, getting back to... So you do an all-night show there,
Well,
huh?
No, it's just a couple hours. It's a couple hours, but it's late at night.
How did the candidates do? You had Harry Brown. Who else did you have?
We had Harry Brown. We had Dr. John Haglin from the Natural Law Party.
He was a very relaxed individual.
Was he?
Yeah, he's
okay.
Into TM. And we also had that incredible fascist bully boy, Howard Phillips.
That guy's huge.
Oh, he's really? A big, sweaty Ed Asner-looking guy. He's probably got the hairiest back you'd ever want to see. Well, you would never want to see it.
Well, he should be back in the trees. What the heck?
He should be back. You want to see him on a beach. You'd much rather see him on a tree.
Oh, and he's running for president?
He's running for president. Oh. Now, were you the first celebrity, non-traditional type individual to declare the candidacy?
No, Gracie Allen, George Burns, wife. Gracie ran once.
How'd they fare?
Huh?
How'd they fare?
She did pretty good, and she didn't really get the votes I got, but she, I don't know, frankly, I don't know.
We're speaking with Pat Paulson on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and it seems like nowadays, you know, everybody who has a little name recognition runs around, I'm running for president,
I agree with that. Well, I started running in 67, actually.
You'd come out on the Smothers Brothers show,
right.
Stand behind a podium, just like a real candidate, deliver a campaign speech.
Right, I got to thinking maybe I could win. I lost track of reality for a while.
You actually thought you could win?
I thought I had a chance, yeah. Well, I used to draw a big crowd.
This is when you were smoking a lot of dope, too.
No, I was only kidding. I don't do dope.
Well.
I shoot up on Preparation H.
Hold on. You're telling me backstage at the Smothers Brothers show.
Never did it. I never did dope.
What about even when, like, Pete Seeger came and had brought some for everybody?
I don't really... What are you talking about?
What do you think he kept inside that banjo anyway?
Well, maybe people were doing it probably, but I didn't. I wasn't into that crap. Need that shit. Excuse me. That stuff.
Yeah, if you're actually working and trying to accomplish stuff, it kind of gets in the way.
When they should get silly, that's all.
Well, when you got to write a show every week, it kind of gets in the way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I tell you, I did try it and it made me silly, and I said, what do I need this for? I wrote down the funny things that people thought were funny, and they weren't funny, you know? So who needs it?
You're already silly enough.
Yeah, I don't need help. I think I want to get high. I look at a flower. Know what I mean?
Or you could step up a ladder.
Yeah.
A little weak, but it was all right. Hey, Pat Paulson, have you taken a bath today?
I sure have. What kind of a question is that?
You're supposed to say, why? Is one missing?
See, we talked to Jerry Lewis. We talked to Jerry Lewis a couple months ago, and that's one of his old jokes, and we stole
Jay
it from
who?
Him. Yeah, Jay Lewis. Old
time. Jerry.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, have you taken a bath? Oh, is there one missing?
Yeah, that's an old Martin and Lewis gag.
Hey, that's still funny.
We thought we'd break it out on you.
Yeah, I do my own gags. I try to be original, but, I can't always. I have to take them out of my own path sometimes.
So do you ever pop up on Leno or Letterman? I haven't seen you on any of those shows for a while.
No, it's all racial prejudice.
You damn Norwegians, because they know if
you
they let
damn
you on.
Norwegian are always waving that racial flag.
Hey, you remember that? You know that poem, A Thousand Swedes Came Out of the Weeds, Chased by One Norwegian?
No, how's it go?
How's it go?
Wasn't Dvorak or Grieg or one of them classical composers Norwegian?
Grieg was,
yeah. Grieg. What do you think of Grieg? Does it bring back ancient Norwegian memories?
Grieg wrote some great music.
He sure did.
And also we had Ibsen was Norwegian. Wrote all those really...
Doll's House?
Depressing... place. Yeah. Everything came out at Munch. You know the guy who wrote the person screaming with their mouth open?
Edvard Munch.
Have you seen the cartoon of that driving the new car? Whatever that car is on TV.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh,
you don't want to
see
it.
It's horrible. It's like taking Beethoven and putting it to a breakfast commercial. With the exploding egg.
So anyway, how'd you guys get this job?
What job?
Well, of course, I know you now.
They heard us interview presidential candidates, and they knew we were the guys to do it.
You were the ones. Well, I've always had a soft spot in my head for Cincinnati.
Why is that?
Hey, don't make me answer your question.
Well, ask us a question, then.
Okay.
But
well,
we've never ran for
guys?
President.
Do what?
How old are you guys?
30.
30? 29 and a half.
Oh, you're just kids.
How old are you?
I don't know anything. I'm 42.
Wow, you look great.
Yeah, I was only 5 years old when I was on the Stutter Show.
You got to start somewhere. That's how Willie Amos got his start.
Hey, listen, if I'm elected, I promise everybody 4 acres and a mule.
You promise everybody Chris and Rob Satellite Network, Chris and Rob Across the Nation?
I'll tell you, we'll support you all the way. You're the best.
All right, thanks a lot, Pat.
Guys, it was nice talking to you, I think.
And I'll be pulling the lever for you come November.
I hope you get a real job someday, guys.
You too.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Pat Paulson, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We cover just about every candidate. Clinton doesn't do interviews. I'd like to point that out.
Doesn't do interviews. He doesn't do press conferences. He doesn't talk to the media. What the hell does Clinton do? Clinton doesn't talk to anybody.
And we're up past Dole's bedtime, so we couldn't get him to call in. And Perot, well, he can sue us if he wants to be on. There's one candidate that we did overlook so far, but we must not forget him. He's with the Truckers Party, and that would be Larry. Rob, do you remember Larry? Larry for president?
I do remember Larry for president.
Larry even has a song.
Well, let me get a little drink of water and warm up.
This
all
is
right.
Larry. Larry,
is there anything
warming
you need
up.
Us to do? Me.
All right.
Just vote for Larry for president, your favorite Kentucky resident. He's a good old boy. He'll never steer you wrong. Come on now, Larry for president. Come on now, don't be hesitant. Everybody sing the Vote for Larry song. I'll help you in your situation. Put Chris and Rob all across the nation. Everybody sing that Vote for Larry song. Come on, I know what's good for your health. I'll put marathon bars back on the shelf. Everybody sing the Vote for Larry song. Everybody now.
Larry for president. He's your favorite Kentucky resident. He's a good old boy. He'll never steer you wrong. Just vote for Larry for president. Come on now, don't be hesitant. Everybody sing
a
Larry song.
There it is. It's a little rough, but next week I'm going to get Conway Twitty to put some music to it.
You think they'll be doing it down at Twitty City?
Probably. Pretty soon I'm going to come out with a video and I'm going to Texas two-step.
That's Larry. Larry's running for president of the U.S. Truckers Party. So if you are a trucker or just a damn good, fine, proud redneck, you might want to vote for Larry for president.
We've been informed that the joke we should ask Pat Paulson was, "Hey, Pat, are you sleeping with my wife?"
Not a wink.
That's what we should have said. Instead, we, you know, asked him a Jerry Lewis joke, and he was too big of a guy to steal somebody else's
this
joke.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number?
749-1444 for your pleasures and or your comments on tonight's festivities. Thank God these presidential shows only roll around once a year. Chris goes
they're
bananas.
They're just brutal, aren't they?
They are brutal. We get, you know, it's the only time of the year you get blown off by a commie.
That's right.
Usually the communists will do anything to get airtime.
Why did Monica Moorhead of the Workers' World Party not take our call tonight? Should we try her back?
I don't know. Do you think she's worth it? Wonder what her nickname was in
school.
We'll
find out. Here, give me that. Hey, Jim.
What are you
looking
for?
Hey,
Jim. What are you doing in there?
Hey, Jim. I'll go get Jim, man.
All right, you get Jim.
You entertain the masses.
I'll entertain the masses, I will. Yes, sir, this is a Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. If you're the masses, if you're part of the cattle, if you're one of the lemmings out there, if you're part of the human drudgery that we call society and humanity, then you're probably being entertained at this time. There's like some evil voice coming out of the thing.
Yeah, Jim lost our phone numbers. Anyhow, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. When Jim finds the phone number, we'll try Monica Moorhead back, but she blew us off once.
Well, I can't believe that. I absolutely cannot believe that. Phones are exploding.
Why don't you answer that,
Chris's
Rob? I'll entertain the masses.
Go ahead.
This is a Christmas. Hey, it's pledge time. Send in your pledge. 961-8900 if you'd like to make a pledge. A pledge to WAIF to keep us broadcasting this fine thing we call radio. 749-1444 or 961-8900 are the names. 749-1444 or 961-8900.
You know, over the weekend, didn't really do much. Hung out, watched TV. So we'll talk to Ron. Ron, what's shaking, bacon?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, you know me, man. It's just like get up and call up damn talk shows. You guys are there, man.
This Ron from Milford, from Batavia, I mean?
Yeah.
So what it is?
Yeah, I'm all for the hairy guy, man.
You're voting for Harry Bulls?
I don't know. I don't think I can.
You mean Harry Brown?
Yeah, Harry Brown.
Harry Brown is in the he's on the ballot in Ohio. You can vote for him, Ron.
Yeah.
Why can't you? Are you a convicted felon?
I'm all for that civil liberty stuff. And that guy talking about how you lose your, what was he saying? We lose contact with our hemispheres. Well, my hemisphere is pretty good there, Rob.
What do you mean? What's that mean? There, Ron.
I don't know what he was talking about.
You know, that was the only thing I disagreed with the Natural Law Party guy on. You know, I'm for the legalization. At least, he said decriminalize it for medicinal and industrial uses. So you got to give him a little halfway credit for that. He should have came all out and just said total legalization. But he stopped short of that. So, you know, you can't give him total. Here it is!
Well, he wants to end the IRS. And I'm all for that.
Is the IRS giving you a hard time, Ron?
I'm telling you, man, they are up my ass so far, Rob.
You make a lot.
They can't see daylight.
Hey, Ron, you kiss your mom with that mouth?
I am telling you what, man. You know what?
What?
You're not even... You don't even have any incentive as much these days to make any damn money because, you know, they want half of it. And you know what really sucks about it?
What?
They get half of it.
Huh?
They get half of it. That's what really sucks.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, if you make above 30 or 40 a year, man, you're getting nailed. And they're nailing the people who work so damn hard. And they get up your ass and they audit you for like the smallest amount. It's unbelievable. And then when you own a house, hell, I guess, what do they want? Do they want my damn dog?
Hey, Ron, I got to ask you a personal question. Can you handle a personal question about now?
Mother effer.
Ron?
Yeah, what the hell?
How high are you right now?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm about half asleep, Chris.
But are you skunked?
This is so damn... Well...
Yeah, you are.
I got a roach here. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
too
Ron.
Too damn late.
Yeah, it probably was about an inch long a minute ago.
According to Dr. John Hagelin of the Natural Law Party, it inhibits your short-term and even your long-term memory loss.
Yeah, your hemisphere.
What did you have for breakfast yesterday, Ron?
I don't eat breakfast. I just take vitamins, bro.
That's what I thought, bro. Talk to you later, Ron.
Ron, the vitamin-taking anarchist. Ron from Batavia. Ron from Batavia. You hear him all over the radio dial. He's a man. He's more than a man. He's a mission. He's a plan. He's a diagram. He basically does it all.
He's a freak and he's a nut, though.
He's a great guy.
Okay, we're going to try back Monica Moorhead. We're going to do this live, though. We're not going to set it up all professional and everything.
No, we're just going to bust her out. We'll just bust her chops. Those commies like to be busted on the air. What's the name of her party?
Monica Moorhead Workers' World Party.
Sounds like a wrestling federation. Workers' World Party.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Private network.
Wait,
long distance.
We're not authorized.
We're
not authorized to talk to a pinko in the middle of the night. What kind of authorization do you need to speak to a godless commie at 1:37 Eastern Time? I wouldn't think you need any kind of special authorization from Ma Bell or one of the baby bells. You tell those baby bells to kiss my left cheek and make the right one jealous. Also, ask them if they got some money to give to WAIF, because if they do, we've got some great premiums.
Thank you.
Here we go.
All right.
We're calling the communist. She's in New Jersey, by the way. So it's currently 20 minutes till 2 in New Jersey.
Leave a message after the beep.
That must be Monica. Hello, Monica.
Hello, Monica Moorhead of the Workers' World Party. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, and I'm waiting for the great leap forward.
That's right. You were supposed to talk to us on tonight's program, but you have not been available to take our call. We talked to Harry Brown, Howard Phillips, Pat Paulson, and Dr. John Hagelin, but where was our Workers' World Party representative and presidential candidate?
If you got a blacklist, I want to be on it. Listen, Workers of the World Unite, you have nothing to lose but your chains. I wrote that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a poet and a scholar. Thanks, Monica, for not calling in, so we're not going to endorse your candidacy this year. Try us back in four. Later.
Craven. I don't know what else to tell you.
Craven, cowardly.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and the phone number is 749-1444.
You know, I prepared nothing to talk about. Oh, we got a real song?
Yeah, I got plenty, though.
I thought we were going to talk politics on that.
We will.
Are you going to take us to the post?
We're going to try. Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show.
The Hoochie Coochie.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Chris and Rob. Living large and loving every minute of it in the Queen City.
And taking it to the post, baby.
Hold on, you don't have yet turned up yet.
Before we get him, first we need a little music, and we need a quote. from Chairman Norm. No.
In fact, the presidential elections have been almost removed from the point where the public even takes them seriously as involving a matter of choice.
Well, it means that the political system increasingly functions without public input. It means to an increasing extent, not only do people not ratify decisions presented to them, but they don't even take the trouble of ratifying them. They assume that the decisions are going on independently of what they may do in the polling booth.
Ratification would be what?
Well, ratification would mean a system in which there are two positions presented to me, the voter. I go into the polling booth and I push one or another button depending on which of those positions I want. That's a very limited form of democracy. Really meaningful democracy would mean that I play a role in forming those decisions and making, creating those positions. And that would be real democracy.
That's not
we're
right.
Very far from that. But we're even departing from the point where there is ratification. When you have stage-managed elections, with the public relations industry determining what words come out of people's mouth, candidates decide what to say on the basis of tests that determine what the effect will be across the population. Somehow people don't see how profoundly contemptuous that is of democracy.
Chairman Gnome. We always got comments from Chairman Gnome on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Fast Eddie from Clifton, what do you take on that?
What, on Gnome?
Yeah, on Gnome, on the whole election business. I mean, what kind of an influence does the federal president have on your life and my life and the local situation anyway?
Yeah, well, to begin with, Pat, do you have that Pat Paulson thing on tape?
Yes, of course you do, and they are available for Christmas for $9.95 apiece.
I'll tell you, it's worth it. God, I was choking listening to that. That guy is so funny, and he doesn't even try. He sounds like he's half asleep, and I just crack up. That guy is good. I'll tell you, he always has been, but I mean, I'm always surprised when I find out these guys, you know, they get into their 70s and they're funnier than ever, man.
But we don't care what he thinks, we care what you think. You're the man, Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie, tonight you heard Chris and Rob speaking with four since the communists didn't call in,
yeah.
Four presidential candidates, Harry Brown, Howard Phillips, Pat Paulson, and Dr. John Hagelin. Who are you going to vote for, Fast Eddie?
Well, I would have to say I'm going with Harry Brown.
Harry Brown, the Libertarian, and why? Dr. John Hagelin is a mean guy.
Well, you know, Hagelin, didn't he host The Magic of Oil Painting on PBS?
No, man, that was Bob Ross.
It sounds like the same guy. There's a happy little tree that lives right...
Hey, tell you what, we'll give you a tape of the interview with Pat Paulson for free. If you can name... For me, what did Bob Ross call his pet squirrel?
Oh, hey, I'm not that up on it. You stumped me on that one.
Anybody?
No.
I don't know, but I do know one thing about squirrels. On the way over to the station tonight, a whole pack of squirrels was following me. There was a whole pack of squirrels chasing me down the street. They must have thought I was nuts.
Anyway, do you know what the name of Bob Ross's, the late, great Bob Ross's squirrel was?
I don't know.
No. No. Duke, do you have a guess?
Happy Little Tree?
It's not Happy Little Tree. Chris, do you have a guess?
Squirrely?
Nope.
Was it T-Squirrel?
Nope. Anybody give up?
I give up.
Do you give up, Jim?
What did Bob Ross from the Happy Oil Painting Show call his pet squirrel?
Peapod the Pocket Squirrel. And he carried around in his painter's pocket.
Oh, man.
Peapod the Pocket Squirrel?
And he'd also let it sit in his big bushy afro. One day he was showing pictures of, like, glamour shots of him and Peapod the Pocket Squirrel. He had the squirrel in his hat. He looked like Oscar Gamble. And a big flying rat sitting on his head.
Unbelievable. Okay. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on the little one, 88.3 FM.
Okay.
WAIF.
What armed service did Bob Ross serve in?
Oh, I know that one.
What's that?
Marine.
No.
No?
I thought it was the Air Force.
Wasn't he a Marine drill instructor?
I don't think he was a Marine drill instructor.
Sure he was.
He was?
Wasn't he? Yeah. Yeah, he was.
I thought he was just in the air. I just thought I heard him mention Air Force a couple times.
That guy was from another dimension altogether. That guy was such a contradiction. He was a Marine drill instructor, and he spent his days painting oil paintings on TV and whispering.
And he had a soft spot for squirrels.
Yeah, and the way he used to whisper, oh, man.
You know what was weird? Is he could, like, put masking tape in, like, the form of an oval. Then when he'd paint a picture, he'd remove the tape, and your painting would be oval.
But he sure could paint.
No, he could paint.
I'll tell you that much. He could paint.
I thought he could. I thought he was a real artist.
He was. I'll tell you, he could paint. He sure could.
You know, you figure he would do a complete painting in half an hour. And if he knocked out, in an eight-hour day, 16 of those bad boys... He could probably sell each one for like $500. That's not a bad day's work.
You know, I think he was making good bucks working for the CIA anyway.
Peapod the pocket squirrel?
Peapod the pocket squirrel.
Did you say Peapod the pocket squirrel?
I said Peapod the pocket squirrel. If he would have just said Peapod, he wouldn't have got the tape. Or if he'd have just said the pocket squirrel, he wouldn't have got the tape. He had to say the full name.
Hey, Peapod Bob Ross, what's squirrel. That in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me, or is that Peapod the pocket squirrel?
That's Peapod the... We got asbestos flying down on me now.
See, every time he played pocket pool, he needed a tetanus shot.
All right. So what's on your mind tonight, Eddie? You're voting for Harry back.
Yeah. No, Harry Brown.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Not Howard Phillips. Harry Brown.
Okay.
Hey, Howard Phillips, want some trivia on Howard?
Sure. Howard Phillips trivia on the Chris
okay.
and Rob Late Night Talk
Show. My home state, Massachusetts, right? First senatorial election I ever voted in, 1978, right? Howard Phillips ran as, get this, a Democrat.
What?
For the Senate.
What?
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Alpha conservative
I will
Democrat,
bring you
then.
Proof, man, because you know why?
Why?
I worked for an obscure candidate for governor a little bit, and I actually met him. He was at one of those time-wasting things where, like, 26 candidates show up and there's like 14 dinner guests, you know. You know, there's twice as many candidates as voters at the event.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of them. He strolled on in and with his... Oh, and man, oh, if he looks worse than he did then, he looked bad enough then. And from what you guys describe, he's deteriorated.
Well, you know, he looks like a steroid-crazed, perhaps... Perhaps he was dosed with mega gamma radiation. The father on the Wonder Years.
Oh yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like that guy, like halfway turning into the Hulk.
Yeah, and see, I don't know what it was, but see, for some reason, Howard Phillips has roots in Massachusetts. I don't know whether he was born there or what, but he has spent a lot of time there, and for some odd reason, I mean. He's never changed his political viewpoint, so he was just as much of a fascist back then. And for some odd reason, he got himself on the ballot as a Democrat for U.S. Senate. That was when Paul Tsongas got elected.
Well, fast Eddie, a little bit off the subject, but also a little bit on it. Do you find that the Democrats quite often are just as fascist as the Republicans?
More so in many ways.
Yeah. Take a look at Bill Clinton and his making teenagers pee in a cup.
Clinton, man.
Clinton's the worst.
That's what's really ticked me off about him. He's the pandering. Clinton is has become such a phony baloney when it comes to this pandering on this repressive fascism on those drug issues and everything, man. But what was I talking about?
For a guy who smokes it, you'd think he'd like go for it a little bit.
Well, yeah. Anyway, this Howard Phillips dude. For some reason, so Paul Tsongas, he has the distinction of having lost to Paul Tsongas for the Senate, and that is so odd, man. For some reason, he decided, maybe he figured he's wasting his time as a Republican in Massachusetts, so he said, I'll run as a Democrat even though I'm a Nazi. And I'm amazed to see that he's still kicking around.
Right.
And he's worse than ever. He's unbelievable.
He's still going strong.
His political philosophy is like a mishmash of the worst of everything. He's got like the worst of every political party that ever was, and put it all together, and
including
got Howard
the
Phillips. Well, anyway, enough about Howard Phillips.
Yeah, what about Larry, our redneck friend who's running for president under the U.S. Truckers Party?
There was one thing that I remember that 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and
pathetic.
Well, the question in my mind always was, he sounded a little young. Don't you have to be 35 to...
I don't know any truckers that are under 35.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, he always sounded a little young back then. He always sounded like...
Well, look, he's got to be at least 4 years older now, and I got to be honest with you. Even though we like Harry Brown and we like Dr. John Hagelin of the U.S. Taxpayers Party because he's so mellow,
yeah,
and the president should be a mellow individual, Rob and I do endorse, if we have to give an official endorsement to, Larry from the U.S. Truckers Party. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Fast Eddie.
I'll go with that.
Call back next week. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Let's have another listen to that campaign song for Larry of the U.S. Truckers Party.
Just vote for Larry for president, your favorite Kentucky resident. He's a good old boy. He'll never steer you wrong. Come on now, Larry for president. Come on now, don't be hesitant. Everybody sing the Vote for Larry song. I'll help you in your situation. Put Chris and Rob all across the nation. Everybody sing that Vote for Larry song. Come on, I know what's good for your health. I'll put marathon bars back on the shelf. Everybody sing the Vote for Larry song. Everybody now.
Larry for president. He's your favorite Kentucky resident. He's a good old boy. He'll never do you wrong. Just vote for Larry for president. Come on now. Don't be hesitant. Everybody
sing a Larry song. There it is. It's a little rough, but next week I'm going to get Conway Twitty to put some music to it.
You think they'll be doing it down at Twitty City?
Probably. Pretty soon. Population about 5,000 people. Pretty soon I'm going to come out with a video, and I'm going to text it.
Bob Bill's daddy wore overalls, prepared a lunch pail to work every day at the grain elevator for 42 years. His family's financial situation was such that at one point during the Depression, the Doles moved into the basement of their house and rented out the living quarters to somebody else so they wouldn't lose their house. Bob Dole's mama sold sewing machines door to door. Here's a young guy who grew up in a very much working class, lower income family in Russell, Kansas.
All right, but shut up, Haley Barber, you big fat fascist pig.
Athlete,
shut this jerk water off.
He was handsome. He was everything.
He was handsome.
In Russell, Kansas.
Maybe for Russell, Kansas. Compared to the mules.
A poor family in a small town.
But we got, you know, we got a mule. We got Bill Clinton. We got Bob Dole. Let's face facts. Those are the two guys that are going to win. I think they're both just one of the two guys is going to win. You got to face facts. Those two guys are completely empty shells, filled up with nothing but greed and power lust, willing to say anything, kiss any baby, suck on any ring, do anything they can to get elected. Neither one of them has an idea rattling around in their empty head, which is just crammed full of ambition. That's all either of them has going for them. You lose either way. We're screwed. Clinton is a corrupt crook, and I tell you what,
Clinton's a fascist, too. He's not just a corrupt crook, but he's a crook. He's also a fascist.
Second terms never pan out well. Clinton's a fascist because fascism is hip right now. If being a cool, wild, pot-smoking, free-love dude was cool, Clinton would be endorsing that. But fascism's cool, so Clinton's a fascist. We got two guys who are both blank slates. You write on whatever you want. They're both empty vessels, and they're both pathetic, and they make me sick. Jason, well, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. You got about 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, my name is Jason Schnelli. I'm the Democratic candidate for the state Senate. I just wanted some equal time since you mentioned Nicholas Allen.
Go ahead.
Who the hell's Nicholas Allen?
Nicholas Allen is the Natural Law Party candidate.
Oh, yeah. Slick Nick.
But this guy's a Democrat, so go. I find most Democrats to be just as fascist, if not more, than Republicans. Do you promise to be a fascist Democrat?
No, of course not. I wouldn't want to be a fascist Democrat.
Go into detail, then. Let's hear it.
Well, the first thing, I guess, we would need to give taxpayers more control over how much taxes they pay. Maybe we need to go more to a sales tax, get rid of the income tax. Sounds like some of your callers were interested in that.
Yeah, keep going.
That'd be the first item. Preserve freedom of speech. Get the government off the internet and out of the phone lines.
Yeah, we're all for that. Keep going.
I don't know. Make it a little bit harder for... I don't know. What do you guys recommend? kind of caught me off guard there.
No, you caught us off guard. We weren't going to talk to any senatorial candidates tonight, and you called us.
I should let you guys know I'm young, too.
You're from East Price Hill. You work at the Masonette. By the way, can you get us a free dinner?
Chris Comer, let's see. The only reason why the guy's in radio is because he gets free stuff. That's what was mentioned on another radio
station. That's right. You've never held office, and you are the out of the Hamilton County Democratic Party precinct executive. The main issue in the race is preserving and expanding government-subsidized child care to aid welfare reform, since child care costs less than welfare. You don't have any kids, Jason, do you?
No, I don't.
It says here you're single. You're a good-looking young man, though.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You should be able to pick them up left and right. You're only 25. You're actually younger than me. So what's wrong with Nicholas Allen? He's a natural law party candidate.
Oh, I don't know. Well, you
come
probably
on, dig up some
have
dirt.
The voter's guide in front of you. He didn't respond to it. Nobody did except for me.
And who's this Louis Blessing Jr.? He looks like he's an old man.
Yeah, he's kind of old. He's a six-term state rep from Coleraine Township.
He's got a bad haircut, man.
And I'll tell you what... seems like Coleraine Township, I don't know, it's an all right area, but...
Hey, listen, their football team cheats.
Things,
come on, say it like it is. Their football team is full of cheaters, and their lawmakers are crooked.
Oh, I won't say that.
Or at least empty-headed.
Yeah.
Jug-eared.
So anyway, I just
Hold
wanted
on
to say hi to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Jason. Here's your big question.
Okay. To me?
Yes,
yeah, you.
Okay.
Bob Ross, paint-spilling hack... or modern-day Da Vinci?
Modern-day Da Vinci.
You got my vote. I'm
okay.
Moving to Coleraine Township just so I can vote for him.
I got to think of a good question to ask him, even though I know nothing about the Ohio 8th Senate District. What does the Ohio 8th Senate District cover?
Okay, it covers Green Hills, Springfield Township.
Hey, I was a baby in Green Hills.
Okay,
we get rid
North
of the
College
old people.
Hill, Coleraine Township, Cheviot, Delhi Township,
so that
Green
would cover
Township,
Winton Woods, Jason?
Trace Hill, I'm sorry?
That would cover Winton Woods?
It would cover the inside of Winton Woods.
How about
the
inside of that lake they're dredging? When are they going to fix that damn lake?
I don't know. I don't
know.
I want
to go paddle on the paddle boats and feed the ducks. Are you going to do something about that?
We can fill it back up.
And can we reinstate the remember that?
Why don't we clean up the Mill Creek and let people have that be a recreational area up north, right around Cross County?
I want to see the rivalry between Green Hills and Forest Park back. When I was a kid growing up in Forest Park, it was just like, kick some Green Hills ass. The Green Hills Pioneers suck. Now they're one big school. That's got to stink.
Hey, for me, it was Carthage and Elmwood Place.
That would be like moving Ohio U and Athens and Oxford into Chillicothe and creating one big school. Be stupid. Can you separate the schools again? You know, good old-fashioned rivalry.
I don't know.
You're not taking me serious, Jason. All right, well, thanks for your call. Do you tune in every week?
Just about every week.
Good. You're on our mailing list now.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, bye.
This has been another...
Hey, we got a program right here. Says he went to Forest Park and he should kick Green Hills' ass.
They did.
Or Green Hills would kick... Hey!
Come back here.
Where'd you go to high school?
Green Hills.
And whose
Green
ass
Hills
would you kick?
Sucks, man.
Faux pas? They beat up Forest Park. What sport?
That's right, Forest Park rules, dude. Don't you forget
it. Not in 86.
89, they beat
them
up.
89. 89 was a down year for the whole league. Yeah.
When his country called him, he didn't blink. He didn't flinch. He didn't look back. He didn't hesitate or pause. When his country called him, Bob Dole did his duty.